Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Today's episode is going to be about family, because it's these relationships that we have in our life, and usually we can't run away from them, or we can for a while, but they are very deep and important, and they either contribute a lot to our happiness or they might take it away from us sometimes. So in my opinion, it's important to include this area of our life when we think about our objectives for 2018. And I realized this on Sunday. It was my birthday, and my folks came over, and me and my girlfriend were talking, and we realized how much our life has improved thanks to the fact that we improved our relationships with our folks. So for us as human beings, it's usually easier to go to the flashy things and to wish for all kinds of objects or things that we can buy, and they are important as well, and I'm not saying that they don't matter, but sometimes we run from what actually makes us happy into something that we can buy and we can get away with, and we can have a small burst of happiness in the beginning. And I think that it's important for us to set goals that are related to relationships as well. And in this case, and especially when taking into consideration the family relationships. So maybe you have the worst relationship with your family members, or to one particular family member, or something like this. Or maybe you have great relationships in general, and you might want to improve something. And I think this is an area of our life that can lead to a lot of support, a lot of happiness, a lot of fulfillment. And for today, I would like us to think about and to feel about the goals we want to achieve when it comes to the relationships that we have with our family members. You can either do this in particular with like mom, dad, my brother, my sister or grandmother, or children even, or you can write down things that are related to the family as a whole. And I think it's something that can have a really big impact, and even though it's not as flashy as becoming a millionaire, I think it's still something important and very powerful. So what are your goals for this year when it comes to family life, to the relationship you have with your family members? Think of each or the family as a whole and see what you can improve, what you would like to experience by the end of 2018. You might be, I don't know, you might have had a fight with a member of the family, or you might have felt hurt by something they said. Your goal can be to repair that relationship, to make it so that it's fulfilling and you can open up again to that person. Or it can be to improve, to find a way to make your relationship even better. For instance, to have experiences together, or just to make time to meet with them, to talk, or to get the courage to open up about something and let them know, to get them to help you, to get them to support you. This can have a huge impact. It's not always easy, but I think it's a worthy goal. It's something that we can work on throughout the year to get better, to overcome different challenges that we have on the inside or that we have on the outside. And ultimately, we can reach it and we can enjoy a whole new level of fulfillment. And when it comes to experiences, let me give you some ideas. For instance, for me, what was amazing was taking my parents along with my brother to see Vienna. It was a dream they had for quite a while, and I was really happy that I was able to take them to see the city of Vienna and also visit Sissi's palace, the one that they only saw on TV and while watching the movies about Sissi and her life. It was a great experience that brought us together, and that we talk about even years from it happening. Also, what I've seen other people do, for instance, you can go to the spa together or do activities that they are passionate about together, or just make time to have meaningful talks that can be really healing and that can really improve the relationship. I hope I was able to give you some good ideas on what you can write when it comes to goals regarding family, not just the ones that are visible, that are on the exterior, but the ones that really have a deep, meaningful impact on your life, on your relationship with them, and on the family itself. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing and letting other people know about this podcast, about setting fulfilling goals and making the best out of 2018. I wish you an amazing day.